Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden has approved a federal emergency declaration for Mississippi, where people in four counties are reeling after a powerful tornado touched down earlier this weekend. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports at least 25 people in Mississippi were killed, dozens injured, and hundreds have had their homes destroyed.
Diana Berry is surveying the damage in the rural Truelight community just outside Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
It's undescribable. You can't describe how nothing looks.
The home she grew up in and where her sister lived is completely destroyed. Walls and contents strewn over farmland. Only the floorboards remain.
This is what's left. The floor and what you see across there, that's it.
She's thankful her sister made it to a shelter before the tornado hit. Berry says her cousin's daughter was killed when a roof caved in at the dollar store where she was working. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
Meanwhile, several people were injured after a possible tornado touchdown in Troup County, Georgia this morning. Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency as officials assess the damage. Twitter says in a legal filing that an apparent rogue employee has leaked parts of the platform's source code. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, tech companies view software code as the most sensitive and confidential intellectual property.
Twitter says somebody posting under the name Free Speech Enthusiast shared major parts of the social network's underlying computer code on a forum known as GitHub. It's a site popular with software engineers for collaborating on coding projects. It's unclear how long the source code has been public or who exactly viewed or downloaded it, but cybersecurity experts generally view the exposure of source code to the general public as a potential vulnerability to hackers and other bad actors. If the source code was obtained by hackers, it would be possible to potentially disrupt or completely power down all of Twitter, which has been struggling since Elon Musk acquired the company and launched mass layoffs, reducing the workforce by about 75%. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
In Israel today, protests broke out in Tel Aviv after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister today, one day after Yoav Gallant called for a halt to the planned overhaul of Israel's Supreme Court, and that's divided the country and led to weeks of protests. Netanyahu wants legislation to give the government the power to select some of its own justices. The government is set to rush the legislation to a vote on Monday, although it could take several days to pass. Gallant, a former army general, is a senior member of Netanyahu's ruling Likud party. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. You're listening to NPR News. Ukraine's government is calling for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council over Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus this summer. Moscow says it was making the move in response to the West's increasing military support for Ukraine. Putin says it was triggered by a UK decision last week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Randall Robinson, a human rights activist and lawyer known for his advocacy against the South African apartheid and for Haitian democracy, has died at the age of 81. NPR's Caitlin Ratty has more.
Robinson was born in Virginia and attributed his activism to his experiences of segregation. In 1977, he founded TransAfrica, a foreign policy group that promoted justice for Africa and the African diaspora. He felt a kinship between Black people in all countries, as he told NPR in 2004.
There shouldn't be these partitions between the people of the Black world. I have lived that, and I have committed myself to that in everything that I've done throughout my life.
Robinson left the U.S. in 2001 and moved to the Caribbean island of St. Kitts. He said he wanted to live in a place more peaceful and hospitable to Black people. He died of aspiration pneumonia on Friday. Caitlin Ratty, NPR News.
Asia markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow is up about 0.2%. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up a fraction. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.